Let's say you're one of the many thousands of people in Michigan who is unemployed, or you're working in a job that doesn't cover your bills like your rent or mortgage or child support. If you don't have the money to pay those bills, you might end up in court. Salisa LeKinney did. Her husband divorced her. He got custody of the kids. She lost her home. LeKinney, who had worked as a realtor, was ordered to pay $1,100 a month in child support. She couldn't pay it, and the court was not allowed to hear why. So she spent 43 days in the Oakland County Jail. David Moran is co-director of the Michigan Innocence Clinic.
The jury in the case never heard that during the period when she wasn't paying the child support, she was institutionalized with schizoaffective disorder, was declared totally disabled by the Social Security Administration, lost her realtor's license, was unable to work, and was subsisting on disability income.
Moran took over LeKinney's case. In October, Moran and the American Civil Liberties Union asked the Michigan Supreme Court for a new trial. They say what happened to LeKinney is no different than a debtor's prison, sort of like Dickensian days when poor people who owed money were thrown into jail. LeKinney, who is in her 40s, lives with her mother now. She takes medicine for her mental illness and says she's stable, but she is not optimistic about her future. She doesn't think anyone will want to hire her because she's a felon.
It's like a double-edged sword. Not only was I convicted of something that I couldn't pay, my future's been taken away.
LeKinney's case is still under review. Marilyn Steffen is director of the Child Support Division of Michigan's Department of Human Services. She says the state does not keep a record of the number of people jailed for non-payment of child support, but she says few actually go to jail. Steffen says the Friend of the Court office, which is part of the Family Division of the Circuit Court, works with people who owe child support.
I know that Friends of the Court are more than willing to take that sort of a circumstance into consideration. If somebody is receiving disability payments, depending on the source of that disability, it may be that child support would even be set at zero.
Steffen says it's all about communication and that avoiding child support payments could lead to an arrest. There are cases, though, of what's called pay or stay. Sally Druick lives in a small town in Macomb County. Her 47-year-old son, Christopher, had been out of work for 3 years and was deeply in debt. He was about to be evicted. He lied to police and told them he had been held up at gunpoint to try and cover up problems with his bank account. He was arrested. Chris Druick's charge was eventually reduced from a felony to a misdemeanor, and he was given a choice, pay a $500 fine immediately or spend 100 days in jail.
Chris was there for 10 days, and my son hung himself. His body wasn't discovered for 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours.
Sally Druick believes some local jurisdictions use courtrooms as a source of revenue because they benefit from fines and fees.
There are a lot of other people out there. I've read about them. I've seen them in courtrooms where they are told, you don't have the money, sit down over there. We're going to give you an hour to raise it. If you can't raise it, they're taking you to jail.
Jails charge inmates a daily rate. In Macomb County, it was $60. Had Chris Druick not taken his own life and served his sentence, he would have come out of jail owing more than $5,000. I'm Rena Miller, Michigan Radio News.